Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We thank you for listening. 94.1 on your radio, free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. See our pretty faces. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Which one did we do? Oh, right. Should the Phillies have gone to Duran in the seventh inning over Kirkering? 59% say no.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to factor in the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But if it's truly all hands on deck, like you have Ranger, theoretically, you could still have gone to Strom, and he's your highest leverage arm. I don't know. Maybe there's a case for it.
Yeah, there's definitely a case for it.
I mean, I didn't think about it until somebody brought it up, and I'm like, yeah, why not?
I wouldn't have been against it.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been a bad move.
There's also a case for the top
five. When they got booed.
No, not at that point.
At that point.
There's also a case for the top five at five, which is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
I know, it's more early.
At five.
Five.
Jump me back.
With
yeah,
Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I don't know why I did it. I'm not even like that excited.
By the way, right after the top five is we will bring them Jalen live talking.
Well, if he talks at 5:10.
Okay. All right.
Could easily be a 5:30. It's generally been later.
Okay.
Even though they say the listed time.
Well, he might be meeting with AJ and Saquon for an additional
multiple hours.
Yeah, might push it back.
So we were all at the game last night when we were together. Usually it leads to a top five at five the next day. It's the five best things that happened at last night's Phillies game. And Spike, you're not even on it.
Wow.
Not even on it. Starting at number five. The Eagles only fans, led by Ike, filling up my DMs with the, your team could never beat a football team. You could never beat a football team. Shut up. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. It's all that shtick. Shut up. God, I hate him.
I tried to
block
tell this guy.
The block button was in full use last
Just
night.
Put your phone down.
It's in the DMs.
Yeah, but stop looking at the DMs. Stop having open DMs like a psychopath.
But sometimes there's,
in the DMs.
There's a lot of good value sometimes out of DMs. It also means open access.
To what?
No, people have access to me.
Yes, and they shouldn't.
I have access to you.
Jack texted me Sunday morning about people. Was it Sunday morning? People giving you guff? When did you go apple picking?
That was Sunday morning. Yeah,
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
After the Phillies had lost Saturday
apple
night.
Oh, we went to a nice orchard on Sunday morning.
Type book.
Well,
type of suburban nonsense.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Apple
yeah.
picking.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. I had a little walk in a Saquon jersey.
I'm glad you brought walk with you.
A walk and Sonny were there. They were riding in some wagons. We picked some apples.
He was upset. The people were getting on him on the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, Jack, it is Sunday. I was like, put your phone down.
Enjoy yourself.
And
man.
He said, oh, I just went apple picking with the family. I said, go back and apple pick more and stop looking at the internet.
Yeah, and for all you yous out there, you better hope your little football team figures it out.
Is that why you were kind of feisty Sunday yourself? Is that why you were back and forth
yes.
Sunday?
Which?
Well, this Sunday you did the whole...
Oh, when I tweeted out the Carson video?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? You kidding me? That's why people were even on more on me last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you worry. I won't do because I'm all class. I won't victory lap when they lose in the divisional round this year. I promise I won't do it.
Just remember, you did this to yourself.
Well aware.
Okay.
And people have not forgotten.
Okay. You could have played this a little more with
I don't know any other way,
okay.
Spike. I don't.
Okay.
Is it myth or not as good as the Eagles? Yes, I'm jealous of the Eagles. I wish the Phillies were as good as the Eagles and more as well-run as the Eagles. Breaking news. Cripes.
Okay.
Cripes.
What's number four?
The fourth best thing that happened last night is, we had Ike the Big Dog. Here came Coop going down to his seats. And who did I see go dap him up real quick?
Oh, I missed
Ike
that.
Ike the old quick dap up. And Salta turned to me and said, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was like, all right, relax.
Yeah.
But yes, Coop was in the building last night. Nice little vintage Phil's t-shirt, which I appreciate.
Yep. He's a former Players Lounge alumni. So,
legend, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, Coop and I. Just something quick. It's you know, bro hugging. That's what we do.
Yeah,
it's
just legends. Bros, legends, yeah. Recognizing legends.
Oh, I
yeah.
missed that completely. Yeah. You did point out where he was. I did see where he was. Good seats, by the way.
Great seats.
Of course. Yeah. What are you kidding me?
Everybody should have saw him on TV.
I know.
Did they put him on TV?
I don't know.
He was right behind home plate.
They didn't even acknowledge he was there. Like Shane Gillis and Miles Teller did the fire everyone up thing.
Yeah.
But. That they didn't even do the whole like panning to the crowd and like there's Cooper DeGene.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, Coop was there, which I thought was going to bring good luck. I actually felt like a sense of calm when Coop walked down. I was like, we got
because
it.
Because a real winner was there.
Exactly right.
I don't know if you heard, but Cooper DeGene won the Super Bowl.
I know. Yeah. Oh, and all the Eagles and the hype videos in between innings.
Dawkins,
I got
Doc,
I got BG, I got Kelsey. I mean, where's Utley, Rollins, and Howard? Where are they? Where are they?
I said that myself. I'm
that
like,
is
wow.
A good
that's
point.
A,
thank
that's
you.
That's another Eagle.
Yeah. I think everything is an Eagle.
2-8 for two straight games. I've watched that.
Yeah. It's so funny. And every time I turn to Ike, I'm like, there's another one. All right. The third best thing that happened at last night's Phillies game is, and we've talked about it a lot, it was hilarious. Like, I was in a really bad mood, obviously.
Yeah.
The booing of Duran made me smile. And it's not we weren't booing Duran, obviously, but it was the loudest boo of the night.
It was
when they started firing the cannons down 4-0.
I said, they're not really going to do this, are they? Yeah.
So
I didn't
good.
Even bring my camera. I videoed it Saturday. I didn't even video it this time.
No, you can't.
Well, because I was walking around and I kept waiting for them to put on the screen like, you get your phone out. And
right.
But they, I thought they're not going to do it. And then I heard the dong.
Yeah.
And the fireworks.
I was like, oh, here we go.
I was like, you guys. It's actually a worse one though. They did it with Kimbrel in game 6 of the NLCS.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had a
it was right at the end of the year. They made one for him. Didn't go well. After he blew...
Did he have an AC/DC song?
I forget. Okay. But he blew games 3 and 4. He's coming in like the 5th inning of game 6.
Right.
And they brought the intro out. And it was infuriating.
Do you think the pitchers want it?
I have no idea.
Maybe Duran wants it?
I think he does. I think it gets him pumped up.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it gets him pumped up.
You can play the song. It's just the whole thing.
Well, no, he needs the whole thing.
I don't need the whole thing.
No, he does.
I know.
The fire is a nice touch.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch. They added the fire to the playoffs.
It's going to look great. On game 5. When we're back here next Saturday. This Saturday.
When he comes in the 4th.
Shut up. Shut up. All right. The second best thing that happened at the game last night is so where we stand is right in front of the the family section.
Yeah.
Oh, big Dodger run. There goes Blake Snell's little kid kicking over Ike's drink. It's such
true
a
story.
This cute little family.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. She's like drinks, personally kicks it over.
Yeah. Knocked the surf side over, man. I mean, literally like he was Jake Elliott. Kicked it. He's like a year and a half.
Yeah.
I think he was 18 months. I think that's what mom said. I was like, oh. Oh. Because I wasn't watching. I'm turned there to my back.
Yeah.
And all I felt was the little cold. I felt it onto you? Yes, I felt it. I was like, oh. I turned around, and he's jumping up and down like, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then.
That's to make matters worse.
Oh, no. The water bottle came next. Then he kicked the water bottle.
That's not right. That's a personal shot at Ike from Blake Snell's kid.
I will admit. Mom was nice enough to offer to
get you another one.
Yes, and I was like, don't worry about it. It'll be a good story. I said it'll be good content tomorrow on the radio. So.
And here we are.
$25 million. She could have bought you a drink.
Yeah.
First making friends with Kershaw's family. Then
it was
Blake
Kershaw's
family
Saturday. Yeah.
Look at you. You're really good.
I'm a people person.
You are. You are. Very friendly. Very friendly. And always letting them know you're not going to be, they're not, it's all going to be fine.
That's really what it is.
Yes. Yes.
Like, don't worry. We're not as bad as people say we are.
Oh, yeah. As we're booing our own team repeatedly.
They deserve to be booed.
Yeah.
Just sit on our hands? Yeah, right. Not in this city. All right. But the best thing that happened last night is Ike had been...
I avoided this entire
topic.
For days. Ike's like, I'm not letting you get away. I'm going to be following you around the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
Still snuck out.
Yeah.
Still snuck out. Listen, it's nothing personal. I just want to be left alone if things are going poorly. And I appreciate Ike's effort to make sure that we're all together.
Yeah. I turned my back for a second and
saw my opening.
He was out.
Yeah, he was out. Of him.
But that's when everything was still tight. It was still close.
It was tight.
When it got to 4-0, that's when I didn't see him anymore.
Well, the thing to notice most about Jack is he never, ever, 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 ever smiles during a Phillies game, even if something good happens.
Right. It's always intense.
He's tight, even if it's going well.
Yeah.
There's no smiling.
No. Yeah. And even when they do something well, it's an aggressive clap.
Yeah. And there's there's a high five only because you have to.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even want
to
be doing
it. I force everybody to high five.
Yeah, you and Ava.
Oh, that's when I knew we...
Oh, no.
So this was early. This is, I think, before the game had even started.
Okay.
Well, when we all sort of congregated down in that area, Ava came over.
Oh, and you knew Jack was gone.
I knew he wasn't having it. She started dancing. He was like, hell no.
Watch how many photos? How many photos for
the photos?
The people to put out. Oh, look at this loser crew. Ike and a bunch of idiots.
That is most of the response.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
One athlete and a bunch of dweebs. No, it was a great night at the ballpark. Always appreciate Avia getting everyone together.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I snuck away. So I went up.
Yeah, where did you go to?
So I went all the way around, and then I went into like the 400 level. So walked all the way up there.
Walked all the way up to the 400 level.
And then I walked all the way around again, and ended up in the rooftop bleachers. So I had a direct line. It was nice. I got a seat by myself. It was perfect. And they started coming back. And I was like, I found my spot. I'm a big spotsman.
Yeah.
Like, you got to find your spot.
Yep.
I thought I found it.
Yeah. Val told me she was watching the game. They were losing. She went upstairs and she heard them start to hit. So she stayed there.
Oh,
and
there
I said, that is.
Yeah.
You took one for the team
and
right
there.
They
don't even have a TV upstairs.
Well, 83-inch downstairs.
You can see it from upstairs. Cool. What, even open the floor upstairs?
Yeah, kind of.
Probably has a balcony.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a little balcony over the living room.
Money, money bucks.
83 inches. Yeah,
stop.
Yep. No, I found it. It was nice. I found a one point when I was walking around. They started the tray hit.
Yeah.
I was like, "Here's the moment." Right. I found a older High Hopes listener. So he was like, "We commiserated together." As I bought myself a sympathy ice cream cone.
Speaking, you bought yourself a sympathy ice cream?
Well, I was down. Usually, like...
You were being sympathetic for yourself?
Well, I was like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, yeah. Dude, when the Eagles used to lose when I was in college, I would just go and buy, like, a bunch of fast food.
Speaking of older fans, actually, can I add one to the list?
Yeah, I don't care.
My top one at one?
Mm-hmm. I got one, too.
Was a gentleman comes over to Ike, and, you know, very excited to meet you, and he says to you, and then he says to me, I grew up watching that guy. This guy was like 60.
That's so good. I wonder if he thought it was Ike.
Grew up watching him? What? You were a full-grown man when you were watching him.
I'm like, he's older than I am. Yes, I know he's older than I am.
For sure older than you. No doubt. I didn't say anything to you at the moment. I just filed it away. You grew up watching him? What do you mean?
Yeah. Dude, let me tell you, that area we were in, there's a lot of saucy people down there.
A little chatty. One guy tried to bring up Michigan State football.
And it was and I snapped for real.
You're like, I don't care.
Dude, are you bothering me right now with this nonsense?
Middle of playoff game. He's in my left talking about, hey, Ike, what about your Spartans? And Ike's like, not, like, please.
This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I was I was told that I had to bring up you two.
What?
And your your not your beverage of choice,
okay,
but your food of choice.
Oh, yeah.
Which you guys went out there to get at a baseball damn game. What are you eating? Meatless?
It was a buffalo chicken hoagie, but meatless.
Meatless. All yeah. I see is lettuce on the damn thing. I don't see anything else on there but lettuce and bread.
They were fried, just non-chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
What is that?
They make it out of wheat gluten. It tastes pretty good.
Spike trick you into going to get some vegetables?
No, he said it.
I suggested it to him.
He said it.
Spike's got a damn wrap with nothing but grass on the inside of it.
It was a gyro, but it had the non-meat in it and the vegan tzatziki sauce.
See what I'm dealing with, TK?
I know.
I got two meatless eaters over here.
You can blame him. You can't blame me.
Don't eat that nonsense at a baseball game.
I downed two Italian sausages on Saturday.
Get you 9 wieners and put them in you.
Well, listen. I would love to do the 9 for the show and for a bit.
You're out of your
mind. I know.
Yeah.
I know. For the bit and for the show, I want to do the 999 challenge. That would be fun.
Maybe after you throw out the first pitch next year?
Next year, yeah. What about for game 5 Saturday?
Yeah, do it for game 5.
I'll let you throw out game 5.
And then do the post-game show after the 999 challenge?
Yeah, probably not. Probably a bad idea.
That is a box. I got a chance to see one of those things.
Yeah, you can't.
9 hot dogs and 9, well, the beers aren't.
Well, are they
8 ounces? I think they're 8 ounces
or 12 ounces.
I think they're 8 ounces.
Okay.
They look pretty small. So AJ Brown's not talking to the media.
He is not.
No.
Okay.
My advice.
All right. There you go.
So Elliot will be at the Jalen press.
Well, but what about Saquon? Couldn't Saquon talk?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, he could. And that's who's probably going to give a full answer.
Right.
Because Jalen's not going to give you an answer either.
Yeah, and we're not taking the whole Jalen thing. If none of you losers ask him the question, then I'm not listening to him give his nonsense, you know.
None of you losers.
Well, just the proverb a day calendar Jalen answers. I'm not listening to those. I want to hear about the meeting.
The proverb a day calendar.
Yeah, you know he's got it. A wisdom is as only as gold as the king that brings it to him. It's like, oh, okay, wow, yes, you're so deep. 215-592-9494. Tammy in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Man. What's up, Tammy?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing much. Just a couple quick points I wanted to bring up. The first thing is, I don't know if anyone caught it at the time, but after hearing Cassie's comments after the game about the crowd, he actually changed his walk-up song in, I don't know if it was his last at-bat or second to last at-bat, to Alicia Keys' Fallen. And I thought that was rather odd at the time. But his comments after saying how we boo when and it makes them play tighter, like he's all but saying like, hey, I'm in love with you guys, but not in love with you guys. I found it odd. I don't know if anyone picked up on it because it was, again,
it is
kind of random.
It is a weird walk-up song. It's a good song, but that's a weird walk-up song.
It is. And when I heard it, I was like, wait, what? I'm there every game. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. And then hearing his post-game comments, I'm like, oh, that makes a little bit more sense. But yeah, it was completely odd. The other difference is the crowd between the two games. I will say last night's crowd was not as into it as game one. Game one, people didn't sit the entire game. Game two, I thought was a little bit more subdued. And I think when we get to game 5, we need game 1 energy. And number 3, my last point is with Theron. I don't know if he's ever come out not in the 9th, but I think we need to use him in whatever high leverage situation prior to the ninth inning to keep those runs off the board. Because I think if we could have used them earlier in game one or game two and maybe saved ourselves a run or two, that could have made all the difference, especially say last night when that one run or two runs could have made the difference in the game. But I don't know. Has he ever come out any other time other than the ninth?
He has.
In his career, he has. Not for the Phillies.
No.
Yeah, he hasn't for the Phillies. But I think they would. I think it'll be all hands on deck in a real way in these next two games because it has to be, right? I think just to go down your checklist, one, Fallen from Alicia Keys is a weird walk-up song and definitely...
I agree.
It's not popular right now. I never even hear it anymore. It's a good song. Don't get me wrong, but it is weird.
Yep.
Number two, if there is a game five, I can promise you the crowd is going to be out of their minds. If they win two games in Los Angeles mm-hmm. and bring the series back to Philadelphia,
what?
That crowd will be out of their minds.
And they'll be wind at the back of the team sails.
Yes.
For as much as Cassie's concerned about it.
Yeah.
People will be behind the
yeah,
team.
Yeah, everyone will think they're winning that game. That is what I think. And yeah, I think they would. I don't think they would think twice about using Duran earlier in game three or four. So.
Yeah,
I think Topper may have talked himself out of doing stuff. Topper gave out a lot of great ideas he was thinking about doing. He hadn't done any of them.
Well, besides Nola game three.
Yeah.
He could not, dude. He saw that freaking Twins start, and he was like, he's back. that's what that was.
Like, the whole first in game one, I mean, the crowd was just shouting, so hey. And, I mean, that really threw him off, and that's how we got those three runs. And it kind of, like, dropped off, and I was, like, hoping they would bring it back in some way yesterday, like, just to get into it. But it seemed like after the first inning, they just kind of just settled in. And I was like,
well,
this is not...
Yeah, I do think it's tough to ask. You only get so much energy out of a crowd. There is a physical exertion to... And when nothing is happening, you know, it's really hard.
It's going to die down.
You can even see it in an at-bat, right? If when the Phillies are pitching, if the at-bat gets to 0-2, everybody gets on their feet. Then when it gets to 1-2, you get about half as much energy. And then if the guy fouls off a pitch or two, you lose all of it. And I think we were in the sixth inning, and it was nothing, and there had been two total hits. I actually I thought there was a pretty big pop when Sosa had that first hit. And I think people were just waiting for something to happen. It's a lot of standing. And the other thing, thank you for the call, Tammy. I actually think the rally towels are they hurt the crowd noise. Because I think people swing the rally towel thinking it's doing something when actually it doesn't do anything.
I really wish they didn't change the rule and could bring back the white rally towels.
Oh yeah. Well, make it hard to see the ball.
That was the difference maker.
Yeah, I would prefer
see that.
No rally towels so people have to make noise. I think what happens is instead of clapping, they're waving the towel and I'm doing my job as a fan by waving the towel.
Uh-huh.
Players don't care if you're waving the towel. Players care if you're making noise and chanting their name.
Right.
We do more name chanting, I believe. So, so in the next segment, we will get Jalen talking. For context, it'll be live, so we don't know. Kevin Petullo is talking now, so Jalen will speak afterwards. For context, why do we care what Jalen says today is the Jimmy Kempsky report that Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Saquon Barkley, as the world turns, had a long meeting, several hours per Jimmy Kempsky, and was positive. And we believe that we know Elliot Shore Parks will ask him about the meeting, and we'll see what Jalen has to say. I don't want to ruin it for you, but he's probably not going to say anything.
No, that's it. Yeah. We're going to keep that in house.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. That's the answer you're going to get.
Yeah,
right there.
What if he's just like, so here's everything that happened.
Oh, what if he just lays it out for you? Hey, let me give you guys the tea on the meeting.
We're not the best of friends anymore.
Yeah, we used to be.
Saquon got the boys all together.
Yeah.
We sat down. We broke bread.
Yeah.
And we're good now.
We're good now. I'm going to throw him the ball every
time.
Right on time. All right, so that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jalen up there yet? No. A.J. Brown is not talking today. Declined to talk in the Eagles locker room, so we will not hear from him before the Giants game. The next time that we will hear from AJ would be potentially after the Giants game, but he did not talk after the last game, so he might not talk there.
Anyway. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I think so too.
Need to quiet the noise down around AJ.
Yes.
And quite frankly, he's sort of turned the volume up for everybody, so he needs to sort of quiet it down, and it will quiet down around him. I'm sure he's had enough of being in the topic of news for everyone discussing him. So, you know, you want that spotlight, and then you don't want that spotlight when that spotlight isn't necessarily a positive spotlight. And so I'm actually happy that AJ is not speaking.
And Saquon said he wants to keep the conversations private.
Of course.
Okay. Well, that was the right thing.
But that does confirm there was a conversation.
Yes.
Sort
of. Semi. Yeah. I just want to know how long it really was.
Yeah, like 5 minutes? Yeah.
Well, that's the hours thing is where I'm like,
I don't know about all that.
I don't know
there can't be that much
hours,
to talk about.
Yes.
There just can't be that much to talk about.
No.
Well, maybe it could be.
Well, we talk for 4 hours every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it could be. I don't
you know.
The
difference they throw some commercials in there, they'll be fine.
You know what the difference is?
Text line, maybe?
We're just all big friends.
There's
one big happy family.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this could be the moment that turns the season. Saquon brings everybody together. I think we said this at some point this offseason. I know I felt this way. I was like, thank God we have Saquon on that side of the ball and in his locker room, because that's the status of player you would need to bridge these two.
Yes.
Anybody just can't do it.
No.
So you need someone of Saquon's stature to be like, all right, fellas, let's figure out what's going on here, man.
Also, he's a skill player who touches matter for him, too. And he just from a...
And that is important.
Yeah.
Because he's sacrificing as well. Like, everybody is there. So you're right. Go
and
ahead.
I think from a vibe standpoint, he seems to be the most forthright, but also friendly. Mm-hmm. Like, he can... It just seems like he is the right person to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A positive voice who's usually about... He's about team.
Yeah.
He's about team.
And he's got the cachet. I mean,
that's what I mean. Yes, sir.
Without BG there, I mean, BG has the cachet. He's the longest tenured Eagle. He's a two-time or the Super Bowl champ at that point. But, like, he's BG, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and without him.
Yeah, we can use BG.
He knows that.
You think Saquon at some point is saying, well, Daniel Jones and Darius Slayton never did this stuff. I just, everybody was fine. I mean, we stunk, but... You know,
he certainly is used to Daniel. He's used to his quarterback being in the line of fire.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
He dealt with that up there.
That is for sure. Jordan in Princeton, you're in WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Number one on my list of good things that happened yesterday was James Seltzer wearing a Fish Phillies matchup t-shirt in the center of that picture of the WIP personalities. He just slid that one in there past you guys.
Oh, no, I saw
He's a big Fish guy.
I saw yeah, he's a big jam band guy, big Fish guy.
I didn't even recognize it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phillies and Fish, they sort of go together.
Well,
they sort of go together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they go together when we're seeing success, and then sometimes, you know, we're not seeing success. And, you know, I like to cook a little bit today. Well, a lot of complaining, a lot of negativity around this team. And Jack put me on last night. We have my kid's great-grandfather is not doing well. We went down to see him this weekend, and we all got to watch the Phillies game together on Saturday night. It was great. You know, they lost, and it sucked, and they lost again, and it sucked. It hasn't killed them yet, which is good, but we all got to be together for this experience, which is really nice. And I was thinking about Alan, her grandfather. He fell down an escalator at Atlantic City International Airport a couple of years ago. He's like 87 years old. He falls all the way down the escalator. He gets right back up and keeps cooking. And I don't think the Phillies are getting up after falling down from that escalator. I just don't see the fight in this team. I complained on the air about the top three hitters. I haven't really complained about the managerial decisions because players play and managers manage. But the one thing I just looking back over some of these plays, I'm not seeing the heart. And if you don't have the heart, you're not going to win baseball games.
Hold on. Okay. So now I'm turning into Jack after 3.5 hours of this.
Thank you. The heartless thing is the one that's starting
What are we talking about? So Jesus Luzardo showed heart, right? Max Kepler showed heart, right? Nick Castellanos, for all that has happened to him, showed heart, right?
Yes, sir.
JT Realmuto came up with a big hit. Bottom of the ninth, they could have let that game go.
Yep.
Duran comes in there, strikes out the first two guys, ends up even Kirkering, who has been iffy from a head standpoint, comes in there, strikes the first guy out, gets a dribbler on the second one, gets a pop up. You know, he ends up giving up the pitch. Now, if you want to talk about Schwarber and Harper specifically, I think that's fine. I think the rest of the team has shown up. I mean, they played dumb, but they played dumb all year.
Yeah.
They're our dumb team or whatever. But from a heart standpoint and losers and all this stuff, I think we need to take a small step back. I think Schwarber and Harper have come up small. I think Rob Thompson has made a couple of bad decisions. Overall, I think that team has shown some fight in these two games, and I think we're maybe doing them a disservice by labeling the entire team as like gutless at this point.
Do you define a team by the guys in the 7, 8, 9 slot in the order, or do you find your team by the guys that have the $300+ million contracts?
Well, but I don't know.
Delivering the big hits.
How many years was Mike Trout on a bad team? Do you define that team by their best player, even though they're not doing anything? You know, there's 26 guys on the team. I agree with you in your number one. If your criticism is that Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber have come up small, I agree. And this is the second straight playoffs that Kyle Schwarber has come up small. I agree 100%. But I don't think you can call up and say this team didn't show up. They're gutless. They're laying down when the team was down 4-0 going into the ninth inning. And they battled 4-1 going into the ninth inning. They battle back to 4-3. They have a guy on second with nobody out. I don't think the team was quitting. I don't think the team didn't show heart. I thought those two guys did not show up. But I would not define the entire team by those two guys. Just like when they are playing well, I don't think it makes the entire team play well.
I accept your counter argument, and I think there's a lot of validity there, but we're going to think back on this era of Phillies baseball, and I'm kind of in the think back mode at this point, because assuming we can't pull off a miracle here, this team shouldn't look the same next year. God, it might. I mean, who knows? It really might, and we might spend a lot of money to keep the same group of guys together, but if we're going to look back on this era of Phillies baseball, I'm not going to think of the fight and the heart as defined by Otto Kemp and Max Kepler, but I am going to think of the failures of the top three guys in our lineup who just have not gotten it done for 2 years in a row now.
But that's for sure, but Shohei Ohtani hit 200 in the World Series last year, and no one is talking about Shohei Ohtani not showing up.
Yeah, because they won.
But that's the point. Thank you for the call, Jordan. We're agreeing on that part, and I think that this could be, you know, if they lose in Los Angeles, especially in a sort of in an unimpressive fashion, that there could be changes. I think it's possible Kyle Schwarber's not back. I think it's possible, you know, Ranger Suarez isn't back. I think they're going to trade Nick Castellanos. I think it's possible Alec Bohm's not back. All those things, true. The only thing I reject is I think too easily we label professional athletes as being gutless and losers and didn't show up and no heart. And I think you could say that about some players if you want, but labeling the team that way, that is not the team that I saw yesterday. That isn't. I was disappointed in the best players. I do not doubt that. I don't think that team laid down. I think that's insulting to Jesus Luzardo. It's insulting to Kepler. It's insulting to Castellanos, honestly.
Yeah.
JT Realmuto with a big hit in there. They could have laid down, and they did not lay down. They tried to win that game. It just didn't work. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying it's successful. No. None of those things. I just, the no heart thing, I think we go a little too far sometimes.
There's a difference between not coming through and not trying.
Yes.
Or quitting. Like there's a difference. You can be disappointed they didn't come through in their big moments when they should have. Schwarber, Bryce. Yeah. I wouldn't say they quit. They just didn't execute. They didn't hit.
Yeah.
They came up short in that. And I'll say this. This is still a team for me. And I know the series is not over with. And I understand the day after going down 0-2 in this series and having to go out to Los Angeles trying to stay alive doesn't feel good to people. And people are getting a early jump on getting their frustration out. And, you know, they're going to turn their emotions off and they'll watch the game tomorrow with the anticipation of they're losing this game. Yeah. I'm just watching the ending of the season here. And they may or may not win that game tomorrow. But I still like this baseball team. I like the makeup of the team for the most part. I know there's some things that needs to change with it. I'm just saying that I'm not down on the baseball team from the standpoint of we're doing the whole they're gutless and blow everything up, fire the manager. I don't feel that way. I don't. And I'm disappointed. I don't feel that way about the team.
I just think they need a spark.
Well, yeah. Look at what a big difference now. Ultimately, maybe it won't make a big difference. But look at what a big difference when we talk about changing things on the edges, mm-hmm. whether it is the right field or third base, whatever it is. Look at what a big difference it was to add Harrison Bader. A journeyman, guy who's been on five different baseball teams, mm-hmm. I think, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the Mets, the Twins.
The Twins, Reds.
Six team, 31 years old, could have been had by anybody for $10 million a year, and he made a massive difference in just 2 or 3 months on the baseball on the team.
Yeah.
This is when we're saying you can't change the core of this team. They're all on long-term contracts, most of these guys. Is you can make a difference in a team, whether it's the manager, whether it is a couple of players here and there with the right vibe and the right maybe urgency or attitude to change mm-hmm. everyone else. I think the Bader thing shows that this team is kind of like leaderless on some was leaderless in some perspective. Not that Schwarber is a kind of leader and Bryce Harper is a kind of leader, but they needed somebody to follow. Those aren't leaders that you follow. They provide good things for the locker room and good things for on. They all try hard,
yeah.
but they're not a guy that you follow into and say, this guy is changing how I feel about things. And Bader was one of those guys.
Yep.
Look at how they've gravitated to him. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those guys talks about Bader.
Yep. You know? They call him the gift?
Yeah, what a gift.
What a gift.
Oh, what a gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring that back out in L.A.
I mean, how many teams had a B on this? So whatever. So this is I agree with you. I've liked watching them play baseball this year. I've been happy with how resilient they've been. And I'm going to give them, because I'm going to watch the game tomorrow night anyway.
Yep.
So I'm going to go into it with my heart open, ready for them to win the game.
Stomp on it.
Yes.
Stomp on my heart. I don't care.
Yeah. It's going to suck anyway.
I'm used to it, yes.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. Go right ahead.
Jalen's still late in there?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's waiting till the show is over. I told you he was waiting till the show is over.
Yeah. Jennifer in Tennessee with her monthly or so check-in. You're on WIP. What's up, Jennifer?
Well, actually, I did call because of the fact that I've been just sad and angry. In fact, I didn't even listen to anybody's any sports radio yesterday. But first, I want to say, as a Fox Hill gal of this show, I'd be remiss if I didn't extend my sympathies to Justin of Tennessee, who drove all the way up here and had to watch both the Phillies and the Eagles lose.
Once again, he ruined something.
I told him, I looked him directly in the eye at Stateside Live, and he goes, "Yeah, fella, we're going to have a good time of the game." And I go, watching the Eagles lose. And he said, "Oh, that ain't going to happen." Well, you're here, buddy, you know?
He's unbelievable.
Yep.
He ruined last year's Phillies.
Yep.
He ruined the 23 Eagles.
Yep.
No, they won when he came.
But then
that was the Buffalo game.
But then they lost every game after, pretty much. So he's a problem. He's never allowed back in the city.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hope they got back safe.
Next year, though, he just has to let me drive across the state and meet him in Knoxville and ride with him. Then maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe, yeah.
If I get to come. So, but also, Jack, I just want to say that even with the losses, that's not a thing. I'm married too. I'm just wanting the rod to bring the Eagles and the Phillies
the right
good luck.
Yeah, I got you.
And since I have to drive 6 hours to get where Justin is, like, you know, the trip to you all is a longer one for me by myself. And I figured since Justin likes to talk, you keep me entertained. That's more why I want to ride with him. But all
he does
is
like to talk.
Is,
yeah,
Jack, I really appreciate you and James after both of these losses because you guys are like true fans, and you're the best people to listen to because I feel like I'm getting sympathy and commiseration.
Yes, and that's what we bring.
So I want to see how much. So I love the High Hopes podcast, and I'm enjoying your book, and I think you do a lot of good things.
Wow,
but
thank you.
All right, enough. But I do love talking. All of you guys, and I just want to say. So since everybody's been negative, I'm going to just be like Ike says, I need to maintain my sweet personality. So
yes.
My message to the Phillies is you know, play small ball, play clean baseball, and have fun doing it. And, you know, nobody try to be a diva. We don't need any sports.
Not on this team.
We need people to be Dean players.
Jennifer.
Anyway, real.
Yep.
Yeah,
hold on.
We got to go to Jalen. Jalen's talking. But love you and thank you so much.
Jennifer.
Yeah, let's hear when somebody asks him the frigging question. Let's
Jalen, Saquon talked about you and AJ meeting this week, and there was a report that you three met this week. Can you tell us about that meeting and why it happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's just us talking about the collective, talking about taking ownership for what we can and talking about how we move forward as a team so we continue to find ways to win games.
Why the need for a meeting, do you think?
It's really just teammates being teammates.
What was your takeaway in the conclusion of the meeting?
Say that again?
What was your takeaway and conclusion of the meeting?
I don't want to make this about that, right? We got a short week. We got a division opponent coming in here. I enjoyed every second of it, and I'm enjoying every second of every opportunity we have to improve. And so that's what I've always made it about. That's what I'll continue to make it about. It's truly about the collective and what we do and the opportunities we have in front of us. And so everybody in this building just wants to take advantage of that.
What are you seeing out of the Giants defense?
All right, that's enough. Well, he answered the questions good enough.
Yeah.
He acknowledged it happened.
Yep.
You know, just teammates being teammates, total normal stuff. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
After a devastating loss, a self-reflective Spike Eskin cracked open the mic and said the only thing a heartbroken audience wanted to hear. Guys, I'm not a hater. I just see things that you normies don't. I'm like Neo in the Matrix.
Well,
Alex in Lancaster.
Look, it's true. I don't know what to tell you. What's next?
Oh, because of the green monster? No? Oh, that's right. It's the ivy. No? It's because of the altitude and the baseballs and the humidor. I got it. It's because of the pool. Ike's still trying to figure out why Dodger Stadium has so many home runs while talking about other stadiums.
I knew that was making it.
The pool.
The Oceandale classic short porch at Dodger Stadium. Yeah. I don't know why all of a sudden it's turned to a home run haven, but it has.
Should I start asking questions again?
Yeah. Oh, man. What's next?
Obviously, you got to blow the team up. Elliot at the end of the Bad News Bears.
Oh, wait a minute. I know why it's become a home run haven. Once again, Major League Baseball, cheating. Ohtani's there. They need Ohtani to be more popular so they can be more popular overseas, so they juice the baseballs at Dodger Stadium.
I like it. Sure. Oh, they juice the baseballs at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, only juicing for the Phils.
Yes. Yeah. What's next?
Are you tired of hearing about war? Do you want to punch the dude who talks about defensive runs saved? Join Elliot Shore Parks for the new wildly simplistic Odyssey Baseball Podcast. Since they didn't win the World Series, everyone was bad and should be replaced. Tim in Newark.
I hit a castiating friend with a text last night. It just said casty. And he said, 180 mile an hour hit to left field doesn't make up for blah, blah, blah. These dorks and how hard the ball was hit.
Yeah.
The runs don't count for more if the ball goes 100 miles an hour. I got news for you, buddy.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
Big hit.
Big hit. What's next?
People are cynical about the AJ Jalen summit yielding meaningful results, but today Elliot corrected Spike about the game being on Thursday, and Spike did not call him a little B. Anything is possible. Mark in Monco.
Yeah, well, he was right. I was wrong. He was not being a little B. He was just being helpful. What's next?
I agree with Spike. Most people don't respond well to negative feedback at work. Buzz, listening to the show.
I'm making Buzz more famous.
He was horrible.
On Monday.
On Friday.
Friday. Friday. Oh, yeah, he was terrible.
One of the worst.
Yeah.
When it started going downhill, he couldn't stop it.
It snowballs for those guys. Yeah,
he was just like the Phils. Yeah, he started getting tight back here.
Yes.
He could feel the crowd booing him, you know?
Buzz Kirkering back there. What's next?
And by flip the script, I meant flip the uniform script. Bryce unveiling his Dodgers rivalry pack before game 3.
Could you imagine? Jack wouldn't show up for work the next day if they lost. If Bryce debuted a Dodgers rivalry pack on Wednesday.
The chrome Under Armour cleats were pretty cool.
No, I know.
I didn't see those.
I had them on last night.
Okay.
Barely showed up for work today.
Oh, you?
Yeah, it would have been a nice day to take off.
No.
Come on.
It would have been worse, you taking off.
Yeah.
Because Spike and I wouldn't have let up at all.
No. Oh, my God, dude. We kept calling you. And Honest Jack would have made another appearance. All right. Jack, are you doing Fritz the Six?
There's been enough grilling of me.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes, yeah. If they won, would you have done Fritz
the Six? Oh, yeah.
I'd be on till 10.
You'd be on, for sure.
Okay, so we have TK next. Tom Kelly is next.
Well, he's angry enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll let it all out.
Who's going to lay into? I predict Teeks is not going to let the players off the hook by letting them blame Rob Thompson. There he is. There's my guy.
There's our middle backer.
There he is at 5'3".
Fire hydrant.
Yep.
Yeah, man. 3-win football team. That's their leader right there.
He's not really.
He wore a C on his chest.
Yep.
He had a C.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.